Hi, welcome to VSchool once again. Up till now, we have learned what to look in the company, what to look in the industry, how to see the cross-border exposure and many other factors into which we get information, we gather information, we evaluate a company, we evaluate an industry, and now the time has come to buy. So what should one look into when one decides to buy? When is the right time to buy? This chapter explains the reasons and reasons are the right time to invest and the various situations. It also explains how a buyer can have a better judgment of the investment. So this is going to be a very, very important chapter for all those who want to buy or invest in shares. So in this chapter, you will learn when to buy and the considerations to purchase the shares. So when to buy? Before we understand when to buy, let us look at this beautiful quote by Donald S. Talking, U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. You don't buy a stock because it has a real value. You buy it because you feel there is always a greater fool down the street ready to pay more than you paid. So this is an art. You went to buy. After having identified the share one decides to buy, it is important to decide when and at what price. Prices can fluctuate widely. The question that comes to the mind is, having identified a share, at what price should it be bought? Because the prices are going to go up and down. The basic philosophy of buying is to buy low and sell high. But how do you know which is the low, which is the lowest low? So this is an art and one has to learn it when to buy. The considerations to purchase shares. After deciding on a company, it is important one times one purchase so that the share is purchased at a price that will be most beneficial. There is no foolproof method or any guarantee that a price chosen would be the lowest. But still, as a buyer, one should always look out for the lowest low and plan to sell it as the highest high. There are certain rules to ensure that the price at which the shares are bought will not be ridiculously high. Number one rule, it is very important that a share be not bought at a time when the prices have risen sharply. Generally, people feel the price will still further go when the prices have already gone up. Because historically, logically, the price will fall, every rise is a fall. So whenever you are buying a share which is rising sharply, you should always have an alert in the mind that is a time. The time is going to come soon that it may fall sharply. The second important point one need to note is it is not very wise to purchase a share that everyone is talking about. You should have a financial plan. You should design your portfolio. A share that is felt to be a sure winner may not be a good choice for you. This is so as everyone is likely to be buying it, resulting in a share price being artificially high, and you will end up buying a share which is at a higher price, wherein the real cost of the share might not be equal to that artificial rise. So be aware, just because everyone is buying, you should not enter into the race. Make a thorough analysis of the share which you want, industry in which the company is, and then only decide to buy if it is suiting your financial goal. A third important rule to follow, sometimes for no real reason, apart from the general glow in the market, the price of the share may register a fall. This is usually the time to buy, as without much doubt, the price is likely to rise. Because this is not a fall because of some serious bad happening in the company. It may happen, but if it happens, and if you are alert, there is definitely a potential that the price will rise. And one has to be very sharp and alert for picking up shares. Rule number four, it is dangerous to purchase shares when the prices of all the shares in the industry are falling, as it would be uncertain how much the share would fall. Never buy a share in a downward trend. One should always wait and watch and purchase when the prices stabilize. The fifth important rule, the highs and lows of a share must be studied in depth for fear of the company. Once you have identified the highs and lows, see how the share prices are actually moving within that band. Purchase a share as close to the lowest price in the previous year, because you are likely to make the profit as the share is going to cross that low to reach a new high. Never buy a share in normal circumstances at a price higher than its highest price in the previous year. However, this does not hold good in a boom period when the prices are rising with enormous rapidity. The trend of high can follow. Otherwise, be cautious. A share should be purchased at a price that is between the lowest price of the previous and the average price of the year. That is a good rule to follow. Next important rule, one should try not to purchase a share which is significantly higher than the average price of the previous year. The best time to purchase a share which you feel is going to do well is well before its results are likely to be out, possibly 2 or 3 months after its annual general meeting. Shares of companies that are creating an awareness of their presence in the market is a good share to buy, because there is some happening which is going to bring in good growth for the company. The next rule is the price of share go up just when a company begins or announces its commercial production, or when a new project goes on a stream. A purchaser anticipating this should always buy a share just before the commercial production, because that is the time the company is going to start earning the revenue. The growth of the company would be reflected in the share price. That's the best time to buy. Shares of companies rise on the announcement of good news. Purchase of shares on the day the news is announced is usually safe, as depending on the news, the price will rise on the next and the subsequent day. Better still is to purchase a price on the anticipation of good news. But after the news, if when everyone has bought it, it might not stay for long with the same old news. The rise may not continue to rise. It may consolidate or even go down. Companies frequently give a report on its performance. Once you try and purchase a share of the day the report appears, because otherwise the price will rise too high. The next important rule, it is important to keep an eye on the operating results of other companies in the same industry. If other companies in the industry are doing well, it is likely that a company in question will also be doing well. So that is some news which you can anticipate, because as a rule, when other companies in the same industry are doing well, high probability, high possibility, the company in that industry in which you are planning to invest will also follow the trend. So friends, what is the conclusion of this chapter? Prices fluctuate daily. It fluctuates for diverse number of reasons. It is not extremely difficult to choose the shares to purchase. There is a host of information available on companies to assist one in choosing a share. There is no foolproof method or any guarantee that a price chosen would be the lowest. However, one has to put in effort, one has to evaluate, one has to find out the lowest low and invest in the company you would like to. However, after having identified the share, one should always follow the rules of buying. The rules for buying can ensure that a price at which the shares are bought will not be ridiculously high. The investment which you make will make some profits. Thank you.